time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia. Welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hello, Mickey. G'day, Jane.
Dave. Here we go, guys. Big show today.
Yes, very much so.
Andy Lee.
Oh, great.
Friend of the show, swings by. I always love it when he's in town.
He's a busy guy.
We'll pick his brain, see what he's been up to.
We'll do that. We've got a Tyson Fury update.
Oh, geez, do I dare ask?
No, I mean, what can he top?
Well,
what can he do now?
He tops himself a fair bit, seven times a day, apparently.
Is that the expression? Okay.
He does. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Yeah,
Gone Wild, I love it. It's Thursday.
Big news about snakes. Beware. They're doing something very...
creepy.
Yes.
Which I suppose fits the bill.
It does fit the bill.
And there's a story about a Great Dane that'll make Jane cry.
We're going to do it. All right.
MasterChef had a launch last night. We sent Whitney down to have a first-hand look. We'll get back to you on that.
We'll have some news on that. Apparently, Greta Thunberg's sister is about to launch a singing career.
I wonder how she feels about that. We should get her on.
Do you think she'd be available?
Greta, we might give us a call a little later on. Okay. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Lots to get through.
Yes,
can I just say before we get into this blasphemous article?
I was hoping you hadn't seen that.
Tissue of lies
that
you've done for the press.
Oh, hang on.
We'll get there in just a second. But we did our bit for the Chinese community last night.
Well, because people have been stupidly avoiding Chinese restaurants around Australia because of the coronavirus. I don't know what the link is between going to a great Chinese restaurant in this country and getting it. Anyway,
please go to Chinatown. It was fantastic.
So we went to Chinatown last night to a really, well...
We gave them a lot of support. In fact, I didn't realise how much support we're giving them until the bill came. I went, wow.
Well,
we've really supported the Chinese community.
We have indeed, but it wasn't just that. We went with the boss last
and we
night,
flipped
didn't
him
we?
The bill.
We did. Well, that's only... He invited us.
Did I do a runner? I pretty much did a runner, didn't I?
You tried.
I was
we
the first
hauled
to leave.
You back.
I finished. I ate my last dumpling and wooshka.
Sounds awesome.
He took the last dumpling.
Yeah, everyone
that's
was there.
Tradition.
A really good
Dave,
night.
David. Everyone was there.
Everyone was there.
Yeah, everyone.
Jay was there.
Was he?
Yeah. Jay's
only been with the show a couple of months. Why is he there?
Oh, no, Jay.
I've been here for 3 years.
Fitzy was there.
Righto.
We didn't want the joint stinking of booblo.
Are you persisting in wearing that perfume? Now you're wearing it as a perfume.
I wore it this morning for Whitney when I came in and said, have a whiff of that.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't
I'm
have a...
Sure
do we have an H&R department?
That.
Because I don't know if that's appropriate.
She did say that.
You cannot ask someone to have a
and then she said,
sniff.
Have a whiff of this and capsicum spray.
That's right.
And then explain yourself. What's this?
What do you mean?
I'm looking at this tawdry document. I'll table it, please. Table said document from Mumbrella.
Mumbrella
when
is a media
website,
let's describe Mumbrella.
It's
very important for the industry. Well, it's
big advertising website.
Yes.
A lot of executives and marketing people involved.
I was interviewed on Monday.
Oh. And what you say about me makes me sound like a bit of an arsehole.
Oh no, it doesn't. I'm supportive of you. I like to be honest.
I'm very
and
selective about what I tell him. Because he uses it against me.
Well, you do. You do. You you are a stirrer, and it says that I go into combat. That's how I feel every day.
You said. Who go to work's like going to combat.
Well, it is.
Oh, sit on your helmets. Did you say anything nice?
Well,
I'm just leafing through it. Sounds a bit thin.
I think I said something like I quite enjoy working. Oh, I know what I said. I said, maybe we're just a couple who's been divorced who get on very well. That's how I look
That's
at our relationship.
It's heartwarming.
It is heartwarming.
Yeah. It says you've been at Triple M for a while, that you're part of the furniture. Mm. What type of bit? What would you be? I'd be like a worn-out bar stool.
Yep.
Bar stool? I was thinking a couch.
You'd be,
I'm not a couch, no.
You'd be like a pouffet.
How dare you? Pouffet. We don't have any.
Yeah, no, but you.
Oh, we've got one here. I was thinking, do we have any
be
poofs?
One of those silly swinging. Was it love chairs?
Isn't oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Again, silly. So this is what I meant.
With a bit of a creak.
Okay.
You know the scary ones at the start of scary movies?
Yeah.
And they try and freak you out.
So the document is pretty true.
Well, it's
as it stands.
Hey, Dave, yesterday we launched ACD. We launched.
Remembered Bond. Passing, yeah,
it was fantastic.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was a special occasion. We play the songs.
It was great.
We spoke to our listeners. Can we do it again? Because we've got another music event.
What's that?
Are you hearing this for the first time?
Yeah.
We have a new Bon Jovi.
Oh, Bon Jovi. I beg your pardon. I have that information all in front of me. Yes.
You look like you had no idea.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
You sat on his bed.
I have.
How can you not remember?
Hang on.
We went somewhere else.
This is the big build-up.
We knew we were doing in the first break.
You've got one job, mate.
That's what the perfume's done. It's Buble's fault.
Hey, you know what you do? You sit in here wondering what we ate last night.
I was. I'm thinking, geez, you had dumplings and I was at home with a damn
stir fry. Did we have pearl meat?
I'm all right then.
Whitney and James had a great time.
I'm sure they came as... Yeah, all right. I know where I stand. It's my last year on
tour. Oh, come here, you big baby. Give me a cuddle.
All right, the new album, Bon Jovi. This is the first time you've heard this. We've got a brand new album coming out this May. It is called Bon Jovi 2020.
And I'll tell you what, we might get a couple of calls on the back end.
We'll see what you think of this new single.
This is the first spin anywhere in Australia.
Okay.
It's called Limitless. It is Bon Jovi. And here it is. Oh, hang on a minute.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi. We're Dangerous Dave on your station, Triple M.
A drive home. It's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's called Limitless. It is Bon Jovi.
You're a fan, Dave. What do you make of it?
Wow. I don't mind it.
I thought it sounded like you too.
It got to the hook pretty quick. It was kind of anthemic. It was up. It was vibey. Had a good pace about it. I think it'll be okay for this band.
Feels a bit Eurovision.
You think a little...
It doesn't sound like Bon Jovi.
Yeah, it might be a little sort of throwback. It's not like the last record, which was, I think, a real departure. But this is a 15th studio album, so they're deep into the catalogue. You know, they've sold 130 million albums worldwide.
Right. They just keep coming.
They really do.
We asked for phone calls, and they haven't. I have to say, the response hasn't been overwhelming.
Well, I don't know what, but well.
So the other day, who did we do the other day?
Oh, we did.
Pearl Jam.
The phones went bonkers.
Yeah. Well, they're a heritage band, Bon Jovi, so, you know, their fans will love that.
You defend them all the time, don't
well,
you?
I think they're a great band. I mean, you know, they've been doing it since 1983.
Well, what's the quintessential? Living
on a Prayer is the Slippery When Wet. That's the record
that you've got to get.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Colin.
Okay.
Hello, Colin. What'd you think of it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
You're a long
time. He hasn't done anything for a while.
No.
Yeah. Right, he's just about time he pulled the finger out.
You're a long time fan?
Yes, been listening to him for years.
All right.
And what's your music credentials? Played in a band yourself, have you, Colin?
Oh, no, wish.
Yes.
you know, I reckon you'd be, Colin, if you played in a band, a topless drummer.
Oh, that's a good one.
I've got the hair for that.
Oh, yeah?
Have you got Bon Jovi hair?
Oh, I have, mate.
Yeah, with a bit of a bald spot in the middle, I reckon.
Do you remember at your shout last year, we had Mick's pub shout, and there was a guy that...
He rang up and he got there by saying, mate, you'll recognise me, I look like an old Bon Jovi. He was bloody right.
He wasn't he? Spot on.
All right, now you're all calling. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, what do you think of it?
I loved it.
Yeah, and you're a long-time fan. Did you think it's like along the lines of their normal, I don't know, it just sounds so different to me.
It was a bit U2-y, didn't
it? I did think it was U2-y.
Yeah.
For me, it was a bit different from their last two albums, so it was sort of a bit of back to old school, I reckon.
And are you a bit of a John Bon Jovi fan personally, are you? Find him hot?
Yes. Oh, yes, I am.
He gets better with age, that guy. Comes up in your fantasy world while you're making love to your husband.
Just be careful as you're talking to our listeners.
He knows what I'm talking about.
Come on.
He's a bit better than you, Mick.
Rebecca,
that's hurtful. What would you do?
No
price for you.
Thank you.
No price for you. All right, Christina, what do you make of that?
I liked it. It's a lot better than the last previous albums, which were very country stylish. But I still thought it was very subdued for Bon Jovi.
Is it the same songwriters?
I haven't done my research on that.
That'll
this
be
new
interesting
song.
To find out. Well, why don't
no
you?
No Richie Sambora, though, so that's always a bit of a shame that he's no longer part
what happened
of
there?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
What happened
difficulties
there?
Between
can
the
I have
two.
A crack at it? Personal difficulties, maybe drug issues.
He has been
rehabbed a few times. Yeah. Do you reckon I finally got Jack of it?
He's
doing better than his former girlfriend, Heather Locklear.
Yeah, that's true. But with John Bon Jovi, he's so protective. A lot of bands aren't it. It's so protective of the brand of the band. So if anyone's playing up, you're out.
That's the way it is in the modern world. Okay. All right, I think we get the idea.
Yeah.
We've got a few more callers there, but they're all saying pretty good. Thumbs
Someone
up.
Someone else, Mark, was saying Jane's on the money. Sounds like you too. Thanks,
I didn't
Mark.
Want to take that call.
Yeah, I know.
Dropped out.
Why, well, I did. Why you put it away. Because people agree with me.
Why would you mention that?
Because why wouldn't I?
Hey, time for a bit of this. Have you got the theme music? This or
MasterChef.
MasterChef is back.
Yeah.
Now, the phrase you usually add to that is bigger and better than ever.
Normally
but
is, isn't it?
Is it?
Wow.
None of the big guns. They've cleared house.
Yes.
That's right.
Three new hosts.
I don't know.
The hosts are Jock's on Frillo, Melissa Leong, and Andy Allen.
Oh, yeah, those guys are great. Who are they? Have they ever owned a restaurant?
Yes. Andy Allen
Between
has,
them.
Jock has, I think, and Melissa is a food critic.
Whitney you're listening to.
Oh, Whitney.
Hey, guys.
Sent Whitney along last night to the, was it the premiere or the launch?
It was the launch.
So did you get to see him cook anything?
No cooking.
So you just sat around the foyer
it's a very big,
wine.
It's a big, exciting
exactly
event.
Talk us through it. What's happening?
I mean, it's in the MasterChef huge, gorgeous kitchen, styled. The amount of money they would have spent on the styling alone.
Well, they have to keep getting the series up.
And
does it look the same?
Yes.
Does it feel the same?
Yeah.
Is it going to keep the same music?
Yes. Well, that was in the promo last night. Yeah. I was skeptical going in because I am diehard MasterChef
fan.
Yes,
you really are. That's why we wanted to send you along because we're excited to go.
I was a bit skeptical going, it's not going to be the same. But then they announced that it's not new contestants. So it's all the best of the best from the last 12 seasons that didn't win.
Okay.
That a lot of
like
people.
Like who? Name names.
So Poe, who came runner-up to Julie in the first season, which was
controversial.
People thought she should have won.
Well, no, Julie should have won.
I know,
Julie's
I agree,
the best.
I'm fine for Julie in the kitchen as long as she doesn't home deliver. I think that's where it gets a bit sticky for me.
Who else? Oh, Hayden.
Oh, yeah, Hayden. So he's one
Hayden?
Of the Hayden's one of the most notable ones who's gone on to do a lot of cooking shows, to books.
I know someone you want.
I want to stop you right there.
Yeah.
I want to stop you right there. When you say Hayden, when you think of the great chefs of the world, you think of Pierre.
Yeah, that's right.
Gustave.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jean-Michel.
I don't think of Hayden.
What about Callum?
Who's
he's there.
He's in the kitchen tonight.
Harry?
I'm sorry, Hayden is not here tonight. but we have Budin King. Keith will do a good job.
I'll tell you what, there's one person we wanted to know whether he's there.
Please.
His name is it right?
It's Yukio.
It's Yukio.
Yukio.
Yukio was great.
He's our favourite. Did they bring Yukio back?
Oh, no, unfortunately, he's not back.
You mean we're not going to get any more of this?
I can memorise recipes, but in the end, I don't have someone to teach me and guide me.
Yukio? You want to be in the top 50?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
As I always like to point out, that was for getting into the top 50. Yeah. Imagine if he had won the
top five.
We didn't get that far in the
Two
end.
People that were there that are big fan of you guys that say hello was Julia Morris.
Oh, okay. Good for her.
And the gorgeous, wonderful Angela Bishop, who I had an amazing time with.
Well, she's a good fun
was.
Gal.
She is
now, was she
fun.
Hosting the whole event?
Yeah,
she
did all the formalities, typical.
Good on you, Ange.
She's amazing and she's a lot of fun and she loves the show. And I told her, listen out for
we'll
the
give a shout out to Ange.
Was George Colin Bass there in a fake moustache?
Or is he waiting?
Not that I could see.
What is your vibe on the we're running over time, but I just want to quickly go. These no-name, no-good B-grade chefs.
Hang on
are they
now Andy, about?
The new
Andy Allen won a season.
Yes.
So he's a previous winner, so he's pretty familiar with it. I think they're going to do really well. I think it's going to bring a new, young aspect. And in week one, Gordon Ramsay. So they go straight in with big names. So, you know, they haven't lost it.
All right.
Wow, that's exciting. It comes the 12th season starting soon. It's
there's no release date yet.
This has been a flagship for Channel 10. It's been a huge
treat. They need it to work.
Huge treat in their
that's
forest.
That's exciting.
I'm excited.
So
I think it's going to work.
So,
good on you.
So, well, I won't be giving it a go.
Oh, my God. I'm going to
try and kill it before it gets out of the blast.
You are terrible. You've killed so many shows.
I'm going to bring George back. Can we bring George
and... We should start a campaign.
Well, they're not going to do that.
Not for you.
Big opening, Channel 7.
Yeah.
Wow. Or someone else. Grab the MasterChef guys.
Mm. They have.
Oh, okay.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Andy Lee is joining us in the second hour. Gone Wild as well. This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
We've got some music news.
Yes.
We'll get to the big one in just a second, yeah. But Paul's on the line, and Paul wanted to point out something in regard to the Bon Jovi song. Paul, what is it, buddy? Oh, Paul's not there. Paul?
Hello.
Yes, mate. What is it about the Bon Jovi song?
The new one that we've just played at 4 o'clock.
You've noted.
I'm pretty sure in the start of it that they said the lyrics, brush your teeth. And I'm thinking John Bon Jovi shouldn't be thinking about brushing your teeth, more like cracking a beer. And
or combing your hair.
Yeah. Oh, you think it's
have
a
you,
bit
have you got the, have you got the lyric?
Here, is it? Another buzz, another beep, scrub your
face and brush your teeth. Tell us what to do.
That's not a rock.
Scrub your face and brush your teeth. Another buzz, another beep, scrub
your face and brush your teeth. Before you get out there.
That's a bit.
That's
mad,
not
is
very
it?
Rebel.
Well, there's only one person who can really tell you to brush your teeth.
What lovely teeth. Hello. Oh,
that's right,
I'm Dentist Jane.
Jane.
Hello.
Uh-huh. Dorothy the dinosaur's coming in for a checkup today.
Oh,
there you go. I feel a little bit.
Hey, Mickey, nervous. I haven't tried your beer yet.
Hang on, Paul. Oh, hold off. Look in the mirror, and what do I see? Oh, yeah. Like
you and Paul, you and Bon Jovi should do
a duet.
Should do it.
I'd love to do a duet with you.
Sorry, Paul, what was that? You're hanging for a case of my beer, aren't you?
I am. I'm a Carlton drinker, and I've never tried a Brick Lane.
Try a Brick Lane. We'll send you a case yep. of the lager.
Beautiful.
Bang.
Available from Dan Murphy's First Choice at Liquor Market and more.
Yeah. All right. We like it. Thanks, good on you, Paul.
Now, we have got some more new sure. music news. This is amazing, actually, mm-hmm. because Greta Thunberg's sister, who is 3 years younger than her, can you believe this, family? Wow. She has launched her singing career.
Singing career?
Yes.
Geez, they've got all bases covered, haven't they? One's out there thumping the table, the other one's out there
now, did you
doing
know,
the box step.
So their mother, Malena Ernman, was a well-known opera singer, and she represented Sweden at the Eurovision Song Contest in 2009.
They're a bunch of underachievers. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Too much.
So now the younger sister, so Beata Ernman, she's taken the mother's name. And Greta's taken her father's
Beata,
name.
I don't reckon that's a very sexy Swedish
you don't?
Name. You know, that'd be like Beatrice.
Beata.
You're just thinking of Princess Beatrice.
Oh. Mabel.
Okay.
Clarabelle. Sounds a bit...
It's a bit beefy.
A bit hoopy. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Beata Erdman. All right.
Well, do you want to hear us? Let's hear the song.
Meet my new girlfriend, Beata Erdman.
She can sing. Have
sounds
a listen.
Hot.
Called Barra de Ville, Beata Ehrman.
Is that all we get?
That's it.
I think that's enough, isn't it?
I was trying to get the vibe of it.
She's playing a young Edith Piaf in a musical coming up too. That'd be a good show, wouldn't it? You'd like to see that bit.
Can you see Piaf on the radio? you know what? That's very interesting. I would love, Jane, to hear from Greta. If there's any chance of Greta, could
we? We could.
Well, hang on.
Try and put
Let's
a
see.
Call
Let's
in.
See. Dave, why don't you? Yes, we got it. Dave, you've got the satellite in place.
Yep, stand by. I'll dial it up now. Did you want to hear the song again, though? Little Beata. I mean, here she is. I'm dialing now, so we're dialing Europe.
It's fun just watching Jane right now.
Move studios, and we're right. We're coming through now. Yeah, we might have Greta on the phone.
Greta Thunberg, are you there?
Hello, Michael.
It's great to hear from you. You sound a bit puffed, but
I'm not puffed.
You're not puffed. No, well, you cover a lot of ground. You're out.
I'm very young.
You're very young and talented, as is your entire family. Tell us about your sister.
She's stealing my Thunberg thunder.
I'm picking pardon. You're what?
She's stealing my Thunberg thunder. I'm very disappointed.
Why are you, boy? Why can't you be happy for your sister? It's just.
No. I am the chosen one to shine in my family.
Well, can you sing? Did you ever have a singing career? Is this something you've shown
I can
any?
Sing.
Well,
I'm about to launch my own singing career.
What?
Oh,
God. Really?
What are you? Eurovision style? What's your oeuvre?
My oeuvre is a limb. It's a little bit. Well, can I sing some songs for
Please,
you?
Please,
I pay tribute to all the great Swedish performers, so I do a little aha.
Yes,
yes, aha.
Yes,
Okay.
Take on me, take on me.
All right,
I also do some Roxette.
Good lord.
Na 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 na.
She likes Roxette. What do you think of her? What do you think of her stage presence?
I think she's well.
She was
electric.
Died last year.
You might want to catch up with all the music news.
Sorry, I'm not up on my Swedish rock stars. What's your stage act like? Do you come out in a cone-shaped bra like Madonna, or do you have like...
Oh, I'm 17, remember?
Okay, hot pants. Do you have hot pants?
No, I have a simple backpack. And I have the backpack dancers.
Really? Like you're backing backpack dancers.
Yes.
That'd be good. What's venues? What venues are you playing?
I know flash mobs all around the world. And then I have a big finish.
What's your big finish?
My big finish is... I do a tribute to Frozen.
Frozen?
The movie Frozen.
Oh, do you sing Frozen you one? Sing the do you sing the song from Frozen?
Yes, I do in Frozen 1. Do you want to build a snowman? And then Frozen 2, and then I go, let it go, let it go.
All right. Great, sounds like a good show. Why do you do Frozen?
Why do Frozen? Michael, don't you know that the ice caps are melting away?
That's it.
The climate is eradicated.
Get off.
By people like you, grown-ups of this world.
Roxette's dead, is she?
Yeah, she died last year, Marie Fredriksson.
In what?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
Oh, she's been ill for about 10, 15 years and succumbed to the illness. That's right.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Amazing Greta Thunberg joined us a moment ago. We've got Andy Lee coming up the second hour, Gone Wild as well. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Big news in the world of music.
Yeah.
Now,
it's a big music day for us here at Triple M, isn't it?
It is. And, well, we're basically a music station. Don't ever forget that.
thanks for the reminder.
One of the artists we don't play a lot of is Billie Eilish, who's a young superstar.
She is incredible.
Incredible. The songwriting is amazing. Mm. Her fan base is so loyal. She's the,
I was going to say
the next big thing, but she's
already a big thing. And I also wanted to do a shout out to a brother who does all the production and is with her just as much. And isn't that great?
It's fantastic. But here's it. And this is the highest. This is when you know you've made it. When you get chosen to do the Bond thing. So
that's amazing.
And I reckon bands really look forward to it. It's a real task to go, oh my God, what can I do within the genre? How can I make it mine?
It's big pressure, isn't it?
So she's done an absolute ripper. Yep. We'll play a bit for her now. It's probably a creep. You probably need to hear it a couple of times.
Yep.
But it's in the style of, it fits
a big,
the
bold
mark.
Bond thing.
And you can imagine sitting in a dark cinema watching the credits roll on this. That I've fallen for.
I got goosebumps then, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I think the story was too. They're on a tour bus and they were given the Bond script, 20 pages of the script.
Yeah.
And that was it. That's where they came up with that.
And she also said that she thought that they'd actually written songs before. They go, you know what? There's almost a Bond quality.
Strings. Yeah. It's that sort of creeping feeling.
The template really has to be.
My
favourite. Oh, Big Brassy. I love her. Shirley Bassey. Gold finger.
He's the man. The man with the Midas touch.
Bang. When I get older, I'm just going to sit in a room alone, get quietly drunk, and listen to Shirley Bassey.
I think a lot of people have done that in the past.
That's a fantastic night. So
that's beautiful arrangement.
133353. Give us a call.
What's your favourite Bond?
What is your favourite Bond tune? Can I go first?
Yes,
go
you've got one.
So I've got one. I know you've got one.
I think I know who.
I believe this is up there, possibly surpassing Shirley Bassey.
That's a big call, Mickey.
It's Adele. Skyfall.
Let the sky fall. When it crumbles, we will stand tall, face it all.
she can still hit those notes now she's skinny?
I think she
probably
can.
Probably not.
I really hope so.
Do you know what's
I'm going to fatten her up.
Do you know what? I think there's a running theme that they're all in a minor key.
Is that the...
Yes, because it's sort of haunting, dong, dong. Sort of mysterious.
Is that how Highly Strung would have done it?
Yeah. Sort of, I've got my
favourite. Who's your favourite? Well, who do you go to?
I love thing? Nobody Does It Better by Carly Nobody Simon. Nobody does it better. This was like sexy.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. I just have flashbacks.
I'd like you, Mickey.
Of L.J. Hooker. You know?
There it is. Hey, right. We'll take some calls.
Oh, my God. Ali's
on the line there. Ali, what is it for you that stands out
Ali?
For you?
Yeah, without a doubt, guys. Hello.
Yep.
Without a doubt, Live and Let Die.
Oh, I agree. Live and Let
Die. Bang. This was creepy, Bond.
This was.
I agree.
This was a dark. This is voodoo, Bond.
It was. New Orleans.
I remember going along as a little kid to go, this would be great. Yeah.
You a bit scared?
I was a bit scared.
Yeah, yeah.
And my favourite bit was him jumping over the crocodiles.
That's right. And it is Paul McCartney.
I remember they jumped a boat over a bridge, the time I went, whoa.
Yeah, that was that, as you said, New Orleans.
Lots of calls for this one. Mike, are you there?
Hello, Mike.
I'm here.
Yeah, what's your favourite?
You Know My Name by Chris Cornell. Chris Cornell, King of Rock.
The late, great Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
Excuse me,
what a good choice, too.
We've about 8 callers racked up for this.
Big strings backing him up.
Yeah, he had a reasonable voice, didn't he?
Unbelievable voice. He could sing.
Well done. Good call, Mike. Time for one more. And we might come back and do this after.
Yeah, I love this.
We're having fun. Brett. What is it for you, mate? Which theme?
Due to a Kill by Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
It's not your traditional Bond sound, is it?
They didn't make much of an effort, Duran Duran, did they?
It's a little similar to their other tracks.
It fits the bill, though.
Yeah,
keep them coming. We're loving this.
1-3-3-5-3.
What's your favourite Bond
song?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Billie Eilish has recorded the brand new song for the Bond theme. No Time to Die.
It's really good.
Come on.
Do you think this is just an image of Daniel Craig in his bathers coming out of the water?
Here we go. It's on. Game on. Bring on the Bond film. I'm in. Yeah, baby. Really good, isn't it? It's got all the cadences. Top shelf, well done.
It's about to be released, isn't it?
The last in a long line of great themes over the years. We've been asking you for the most popular ones. We've got a least favourite here from Daniel. Daniel, what was the one that you reckon broke it?
Well, I've got a favourite and a stinker.
What's your favourite?
My favourite was Lulu, Man with a Golden Gun.
Yes.
Got the big brass, great voice.
Yeah.
But the stinker... I have to put it on mute every time I watch it.
Yeah.
Sam Smith.
What did he do?
Spectre.
Writings on the Wall is the song.
Writings on the Wall.
Daniel's not happy.
Shut up, Daniel.
Daniel wants it on mute again.
Daniel, we're trying to listen.
Too much fiddling about in that voice.
Really? Do you know what? Sounds like he's about to sing the American National Anthem. All that warbling.
All that
too much warbling.
Hold the note.
Daniel, slab of Brick Lane coming your way.
Nice
for
one.
Pointing that one
just
out.
Just to get you over
my finest lager. Next time that flame comes on, just knock the top off a can and your problems will be over. AJ's on the line. AJ, you got a worst as well.
Another bad one.
Mm.
Mate, Daniel's got nothing on this one.
Okay.
Mickey, Jane, hello.
Yes, hi.
What is it, AJ?
All right. Now, everyone's got a Bond villain, right?
Yeah.
This Bond villain is by far Madonna.
That's terrible.
Oh, get off, Madonna. That's terrible.
What about 1,000 Madonnas moving around? It's like blinding. It's terrible.
But that is just techno bad. And not even her proper voice.
Where are you calling from, AJ?
Newcastle.
Ah,
mate.
The great, one of my favourite spots in Australia.
How's it going there today?
It is 28, sunny, and no bushfire.
No bushfire, that's good. Isn't that great? Nice and green everywhere.
The last time, AJ, me and producer Jay drove from Newcastle to Sydney, it was one of the most surreal experiences of my life. It was the middle of the day. Visibility was down to about 100 feet. Everyone had their car lights on. Mm. Everything was just yellow.
Wow.
But you know what's creepy? What? People were just going about their business like it was normal. Okay, the end of the world's honest. Good on you, AJ.
Thanks, AJ. Hey, g'day, Tim. How are you going?
Hey, guys. Good, thanks. Yourselves?
Yeah,
is this a good one or a bad one?
No, this is a good one. Actually, it never made it onto the movies, but it was written for Bond, and I'm pretty sure Adele pipped him at the post.
Oh, really?
They picked the wrong year, mate.
This is so interesting.
Can't go up against Adele.
It was a tough one. It was Supremacy by Muse. And
Ooh.
I love Muse.
Hang on.
Love this song, too.
It's a good one.
It's a great song.
Tim, I like your detective work. I like this too.
That would have worked.
100%. We used to play this
one. Oh, there's the theme. Listen.
Yeah. I love the way they incorporate it.
Matt Bellamy on vocals. Incredible. Good choice.
Oh, that's big. Thanks, Tim. Love that.
Matt Bellamy was a very huge fan of Martin Malloy. Just a side,
kidding.
A side note.
That is awesome.
Just if I can blow my own trumpet.
Yeah.
You don't often.
They came out on tour and one of our bosses ran in and said, but they listened to you on the
road.
They reckon it's great.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Steve, what do you got?
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good.
You can't go past a bit of Tommy Jones, Thunderball. So he strikes. Like
thunder. He's got thunderballs.
Hey. He has.
Listen to that. Oh. That's got it all.
That's that trumpet.
The mutant trumpet.
That's so good.
Underwater scene, that just cost thousands.
Yes.
And it's from that era when that was the style.
In that era, you're talking about the underwater scene, they really did it. They're not CGI now, just green screen everything. Would have to set that up.
Can I say who I'm really disappointed it hasn't come up?
What's that?
Aha.
Uh-huh. Oh, I am too.
What did Aha do?
Oh, by the way, they'll be on the show tomorrow. They'll be here in studio.
Beg your pardon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They did the Living Daylights.
We'll better ask them about that.
I'm going to ask them. Ask them and go. So you just see at home and the phone rings. Yeah. And they go, hi, it's Rocky Bacall. What's his name? Broccoli here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about
writing a theme?
Theme for...
Do you know they've now had 1 billion views of Take On Me? It's over 1 billion. Now it's
with
just
the rotoscoping.
Yes, you know the animation.
Yeah. And we're all aware that he's the doppelganger.
Yes.
For your husband,
not the lead singer, one of the guys.
One of the guys. Can we post that, please?
Yeah, the doppelganger of Rob.
There's an album cover. Yeah.
Oh, it's insane.
It looks like a late show.
It looks like he's dressed up. We digress, but that was amazing. Okay. Well done, everyone.
More music coming up when we get back. Song Whisperer time.
Oh, great.
And tickets to go see Green Day. You can pick it today, too. That's coming up right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We were talking about all those Bond themes a moment ago.
Have we missed one, Dave?
Yeah, Jack White and Alicia Keys.
Wow, okay. Oh,
Another
there
Way to Die,
is.
Jack White, Alicia Keys.
Is that a live version?
Sounds
like
there's not enough talent in that duo for my liking.
Very good. Speaking of talent.
There we go.
James, the Song Whisperer.
Nowhere near Jack White.
Oh, come on.
Have you got anything from Bond? Can we...
I'll come up with something from Bond.
It'll be interesting one day. Slip it in.
I'll slip it in so
we don't
That's
know.
That's a surprise. Catch us unawares.
Have you beaten anyone this week? You haven't beaten anyone this week. You haven't gone overnight. You've only ever done it once. You've gone overnight. Our audience is too smart.
Yeah.
Herod's is onto you, or you're a simpleton. It's one of the two.
Probably a combination of both.
No, come on.
All right.
Let's hear the clue for today. Here we go.
A man's inner monologue is on display. The underlying message is, get going, you have a life to live. The man's conscience taunts him about his current passivity, imploring him to throw caution to the wind and chase his dreams, no matter the cost to relationships or contact with his wider community.
He's a lone wolf.
The moral of the story, embrace your self-interest and look out for number one.
Oh, it sounds very selfish, this song.
Could be the national anthem, as far as I'm concerned. A man's inner monologue display. Underlying message, go on, have a crack.
Get going.
Don't worry about anyone else. Self-interest,
That's it. It's all about you.
Well,
I could have written this.
Really?
The man's conscience taunts him.
I could have written this.
Multi-talented.
And humble.
Yeah. I'm a polymath.
Look it up, Dave.
Was it passivity? Was that a word you just mentioned a moment ago?
All right.
I'm going to Google it.
We get the idea. Hey, here's the good news. When we get back, Andy Lee.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
It's Thursday, people. That means Gone Wild is up and about. Michael Bublé is at the zoo.
He's with Silverbacks.
He's singing to Silverbacks.
He's stealing my thunder. I'm the one who's with Silverbacks.
And Dave, where's Bublé?
I have. Even by invitation.
It's perfume.
It was bought for your wife, you dick.
Did not say perfume.
But by invitation, do you think that's to men?
Yes. Thank you, Michael.
All right. We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
When Andy Lee last joined us on the show with Hamish Blake in tow, they'd just returned from planning each other's adventure in North America on their TV series Perfect Holiday.
We found a guy called Ed who crossbreeds chilies. He said, I've got a new chili called Pepper X. It's never been consumed by a human.
Your underpants need heat-resistant tiles, space shuttle.
They really did. The porcelain did. The next morning, the chili was burning through the toilet.
And ahead of the return of the Hamish and Andy podcast, we welcome back to the show, Andy Lee.
Wow, you're a busy man. Congrats on the TV series. The podcast, as we know, is unrivaled.
Well, it goes through the roof.
Couple of weeks away from the pod.
And wow. Could I say this too? Welcome to Instagram. I know this is recent for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm more
Mick,
recent.
What are you saying?
Because some of us have been around for a while.
Welcome to Instagram, Andy.
Andy, when
I've
did
been
you?
Been following you for years.
Really?
No, I've no. only been
Twitter. You tweeted.
I tweeted for a long time, but yeah, only more recently Instagram.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, probably a year. And yeah, I'm just giving
very good. You're new to it.
Yes.
So I'll tell you now. It'll take a while to cultivate a few followers, but you're just hanging there. So you will eventually. Mm. I have 65,000 followers. So that's something to shoot for.
That's
amazing. How many do you have?
200,000, I think. There.
You idiot.
Most of them are direct family.
what's your handle?
Andy Tom Lee.
Andy Tom Lee. Is Tommy middle name?
Yeah, Thomas middle name. Yeah, yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah. I just love Tom Cruise.
Tommy middle name? Why would he choose Tom randomly?
Because it's like you're Jane Dick Kennedy.
Beg your pardon.
I apologize.
Jane L.
No, underscore.
Jane underscore L underscore Kennedy.
Try following Jane.
Most of my feed is just pictures of my girlfriend very angry with me.
She looks very cute, most of the time.
My favourite was you. I think you were in a hotel room somewhere, but you and your girlfriend bouncing up and down on the bed like you're a five-year-old boy.
Yes. Do you know people?
You never grew up completely, did you?
People are very angry about that. I had so many people unfollow me for bouncing on the bed.
But what was their...
This is the world we live in.
Yeah. Yep. You
Why?
Disrespect hotel property. Oh. Would you pay for that? My dad owns a motel and this type of behaviour.
Oh, no. You're serious?
For having fun.
It's just nice to be in a spat, a public spat. I loved it.
Hey, if they knew what else went on in those beds.
Yeah, exactly.
But you seem to be happy. But when I first saw you, when you came in here, you didn't seem your same bubbly self.
No, it took a lot of courage to come in today.
Yes.
What happened?
I had an awful experience over the break.
I understand.
I was embarrassed about it. My first reaction was anger and then resentment. But, Mick, you were there.
You're part of it.
I was there.
Yeah. Mm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, no idea what you're talking about.
There was a golf day, everybody, and the participants were Rob Sitch, Sam Pang, and Glenn Robbins, Russell Howcroft, myself.
Yeah, there's a few good players on
Mick
deck.
Mick Malloy.
And Mick, yeah.
And shock, everybody, but Mick Malloy won.
I won.
Mick Malloy won.
I just couldn't believe it.
It has been so painful. Oh. It ruined my whole... People are saying Happy New Year to me. I'm like, it isn't, mate. It isn't. You weren't there.
Can I tell you this? It wasn't a popular win. Rob Sitch is still... Rob Sitch goes...
He's very angry about that.
He texted me and said, I don't think Mick was off the right handicap. Two days later, he was still thinking about it.
He kept questioning it. Because let's be honest, there were some good wines on offer.
Right.
I did walk away with
you it. I was there afterwards and saw you guys. And you did do a very long
It was a gracious speech.
It wasn't gracious.
Oh, my God. It was you and all about you.
You were the least popular win.
People were angry.
Since Patrick Reed at the Masters.
Exactly. And Mick, it didn't just affect me and my family, close ones. It stretched across the world, and I covered it. I listened to the news breaks across the world straight after the event, and I've got it for everybody here.
Shock and tears.
A result which hardly anyone predicted.
I just can't believe it.
Fear is that he is not really a
very corrupt figure.
I think this is a world not just for
Andy, but for golf
in particular.
People across Asia were the first to digest the news.
Mick's victory may cause harm to golf.
I'm not happy about
Mick.
I don't like it. I wanted to see
Andy win.
Across the country, it was a similar story.
The result is shocking. Even this morning, every market prediction said
Andy
was going to win. So this is a shock.
I'm really not feeling good at all.
I think following
Andy
more than a year, and I was not expecting that. It's devastating.
What does this mean? Do you think it was all hot air?
Who are we supporting? Who are our role models? It's really, really scary.
I know how disappointed you feel because I feel it too. And so do tens of millions who invested their hopes and dreams in this effort.
In Russia, meanwhile, his win is being applauded in the streets of Moscow.
I think perhaps
Malloy
is better.
Andy.
Why? I think his attitude towards
golf
is more loyal than
Andy's.
Now it's up to
Mick
to dampen fears and uncertainty and prove to the world that he won't fan the flames of division.
Wow.
You've gone mad.
Well, I think it's an overreaction.
I back you up, Annie. That was the most... I've never seen people be more furious.
I played with Rob. He kept going, really?
Yeah, Pang really? Left early.
What did you have on the 10th?
Pang left early. He wasn't happy. Look, I've given up golf because of this incident. Maybe I'll return to the sport some years later.
I hope so.
But I've turned myself to hot yoga.
Oh, my God. Okay. Can you hold that thought?
Yeah.
We're going to come back and talk
because
about this.
Because I need to
I'm
hear
fascinated.
About this. Okay, I've heard everybody doing it.
This is a hot, sweaty room, right?
And across the room, another celebrity was in my class.
I reckon I know it. I have a guess.
All right. Stick around. Andy Lee's with us. More after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Andy Lee's with us. Brand new pods coming March 5, the Hamish and Andy podcast from Podcast One Australia.
Well, that's this exciting news.
It's the biggest podcast in Australia, I believe.
It is. Off the chart. Do you beat Kennedy Malloy?
Only just. Just, yeah.
And that's the only, I am
and
joking.
That's the only reason we do it.
Hang in. There's something to shoot for. Hey, by the way, just quickly before we get back into Andy, Song Whisperer is out there chortling away.
Oh, yeah.
No one... has it?
No,
we've got a lot of people lined
they're stumped.
Up.
Green Day tickets in it for you too.
It's exciting.
Right. Get on board. Keep them coming. Thanks for swinging by. It's been a while since we've seen you. So
well,
it's always good to catch up.
Shock defeat. It does. It took a lot of...
Look, you're very brave, Andy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, courage to come back in and look the man in the face.
Thank you.
That took me down golf.
You'll never beat me again now. I've got you
exactly.
covered.
Yeah. And so I've turned myself to yoga during the week, trying to look for a different sport other than golf.
This is hot yoga.
Beck convinced me to go to hot yoga. Now all
is this Bikram yoga? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. And all yoga's hot yoga to me. It's just like it's.
So and how's it hot? Why is it hot?
The room is about 30 degrees.
So the principle is supposed to replicate conditions on the ground in India or the places where the yoga was developed.
Oh. Yeah, so there was someone doing a poo in the corner.
Sorry, Guru. Bloody hell!
Doing a poo in the corner.
What the hell?
That's right.
I'm just fazed by Mick explaining to me. Bikram yoga is.
Well, yeah, you've lived a sheltered life. It's about time you get out. So who's it described to us? So who's in the class?
There is 40 women and 3 blokes. Yes. I'm one of them, right?
And
I knew I was going to get hot because it's hot yoga, and I'm a sweater.
Yeah, good on you. Yeah.
And so I was looking around, and I said to Beck, I'm going to go top off. Is that okay? She's like, start top off, right. So I've started top off, right? And then the other two guys haven't gone top off.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering about this. And as I'm
everyone
trying
to... Everyone in your speedos? What are you doing?
Why are you, Tony Abbott?
who are you, Iggy Pop?
Well, we're going out for dinner after, and I knew that this thing would...
My shirt go out for dinner after hot yoga?
I just knew that it would just be drenched, my shirt. So I was
okay.
Like, anyway,
so you're saving your shirt.
Saving the shirt.
This is weird.
But so I'm looking across, and you got to follow the moves. I'm looking around trying to follow them, and I'm thankful that there's one person in the room that's worse than me.
Right.
There's this one bloke who's just having a shocker. Mm-hmm. He looks like a baby horse that's just come out of the mud. He's wobbling around, not holding any poses. Anyway, I'm like, great. I'm glad this guy's here. And he kind of swings around for some kind of cobra pose or something, and it's Clint Stanaway.
Oh, that's Clint the Channel Stanaway. 9 sports reporter.
Sports reporter on Channel 9.
Yeah, he gets around.
Exactly. Anyway, halfway through, the heat gets to Clint, right? And he takes his top off as well.
Oh, my God.
So jeez. I've done a bit of back channel.
Put the six, put the pony on.
I've got Clint's number.
So there's two of you with tops off.
I've done some back channel. I've got Clint's number.
Yeah.
I think we should call him.
Oh, good Lord.
And go and ask him, did he always intend to take his top off?
And why was he there?
Why was he?
That's the first question.
Beck, as we walked out, goes, I bet he's single.
Yes. Well, you said 40 chicks. That's my first thought.
I said, why are you saying that about Clint? She goes, there's no reason a guy would go to a yoga class.
By the way, is that why your girlfriend's accompanying you to yoga?
Exactly.
And I'm just thinking, Mick, your eyes have lit up, 40 chicks, but you'd have to take your top off.
If I take my top off, I would look like one of the yogis. Possibly Buddha himself.
Yeah, exactly.
More like Yogi Bear.
So, Davis, you've got the number.
Yellow card, Dave. Yellow card.
Yogi Bear.
We should do.
Bring him.
Let's call Clint.
Let's call Clint. Stanaway, 9 News reporter.
It's a bit close to news, isn't it? It's a bit close. He's probably preparing, or maybe he's doing a live cross.
He's been listening.
Hello, Clint.
Yes.
mate, it's Andy Lee here. Sorry, I got your number through Channel 9.
Of course you did.
And I should point out, you are on the radio live with Kennedy Malloy.
Hi, Clint.
Hi, Clint.
Oh, what a pleasure. Jane, always nice to speak to you. You too, Mick.
Well, another demon supporter.
Just quickly, are you top on at the moment or top off? How are you dressed?
We're not sure if you know this, but Andy's just been telling us that you've been doing a bit of hot yoga, mate. And,
I'm ringing, and I know I've put you on the spot here, mate, but for 2 questions, right?
Yeah.
If you could just answer the 2 questions before hanging up on us, that'd be great.
This is meant to be our secret, Andy.
Sounded like we went together. Clint.
Yes.
First question. Are you seeing anyone at the moment, or are you single?
I'm single.
Oh, yes. Beck picked that because she said there's no way this guy would be at hot yoga with 40 other girls unless he was single.
I'm guessing
this is a real
stitch-up. I'm guessing Beck didn't say, and I've got a couple of single friends I could help you out with.
Clint, second question. Halfway through, your top came off.
It did, yeah. Yours is already off.
We have heard that bit, Clint. And was it just so hot? How did you feel in that moment?
Yeah, talk us through that.
What went through your head?
Were you always intending to take your top off? Did I give you the confidence or did the heat overwhelm you?
When I walked in, the biggest dilemma was shirt on or shirt off, right? So I started shirt on, then it started sticking to me just because we were working so hard the sweat started to drip off. So I decided to strip. Look, I did catch the occasional glimpse of myself in the mirror. and the conclusion I drew from that was that hot yoga probably isn't for me.
Clint, I was wondering.
But nor is it for you, Andy. We sort of locked eyes somewhere between a downward dog and arabesque.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
We heard it was the cobra move, that is.
Clint, it wasn't for me, but do you think I was as good, better, or worse than you were?
Look, I reckon you were, let's say you were very delicate on your feet. Maybe more like a giraffe, a little unsure.
Hey, Clint, can I ask you, were you, can you hear me, folks? Could you do your
sports report.
Now, just give us one.
My rep, if I had one already. Actually, just gone right down the thing.
Hey, we'll all be watching you, Clint.
Well,
don't
I'll tell you what, he likes the hot environment. When was the last time we caught up, Clint?
Where were we? In Greece.
The Scorpius. In Bali. And let me tell you, it was tops off.
Swinging the shirt around our heads.
Good on you, Clint.
Thanks, Clint.
Good on you, Clint.
Oh, my God.
There it is. Well done. You are full of surprise.
You're very competitive, Andy. That's what I'm here. So you're upset about Mick beating you, but you just wanted to, you know, stick it to Clint.
Hey, he had that coming.
He really did, honestly.
Good on you, mate. When's the podcast up and running?
Couple of weeks. I'll be back on that day, actually. Awesome. I'll come back in here and let you guys know. Where am I going in between that?
Oh, can I find out? Will you tell me off air?
No, I'm just back in here. I'll just be around Melbourne doing very much nothing, to be honest. Like,
jumping on hotel beds.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But I'll be back in here on the show when it comes out.
Thanks for having me, guys. Mate.
Cheers.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
All right, you're on here. Yeah. I've never seen him up and about like this. There's a few cracks at this. I'm not seeing anything.
No.
He even looked like a winner at the moment. We've got people on the line. Yeah. Maybe they're in the hunt. Give us the synopsis.
A man's inner monologue is on display. The underlying message is, get going. You have a life to live.
Come on.
The man's conscience taunts him about his current passivity, imploring him to throw caution to the wind and chase his dreams, no matter the cost to relationships or contact with his wider community.
Bugger it all.
The moral of the story, embrace your self-interest and look out for number one.
Embrace it. Look after number one.
Be selfish. Just love yourself.
Dave, are you cheating?
No, look, I'm trying to Google passivity. I don't even know what that means. What does passivity mean?
I should have pulled out the phone and while you were doing that, as if there was some way.
What does it mean? What does passivity? I have no idea what that means.
Being passive. Having a crash, mate. Having a get up.
Like Mick.
Oh. Like you, instead of like...
Like you just don't care.
You're probably more gormless than passive.
Look that up.
Hey, Jess is on the line. Jess.
Yes, hello.
You want to have a crack?
Yeah, I thought it might be Here I Go Again.
Oh, White Snake. In Australia right now,
it's a good strip of song. Good strip of song.
I beg your pardon?
It is. I'm just calling it.
Do you remember the video clip?
No.
How can you forget it?
What was it?
Tawny Kitaen dancing on the cars. Google that as well. Dangerous. Not correct.
Song Whisperer's on fire today.
Song Whisperer's gone off.
Have we got time to take Shane? Let's take Shane quickly. Shane, what's your thoughts?
Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind.
Oh. And I've got such a long way to go. Such a long
way to go. Make it to the border. Mexico. So all right.
Hey.
Biggie.
I've got two Christopher Cross albums. Did you put your name in the Christopher Cross?
Yeah, I did.
I have two Christopher Cross albums, Shane.
Yeah.
I follow.
And that's not the dag you sing. What else do you do?
I follow him on Twitter.
Who does that? Oh,
I love him, Shane.
How many followers you got? Five?
Shut up. Hi, Shane. Do you love Christopher Cross? Well, you don't have to love him.
Yeah, his silence speaks.
Are you still there,
volumes.
Shane really doesn't care.
And?
Not correct.
Not correct! Okay, park it, 133353. He'll be back later. You got to put your thinking caps on, Triple M audience. You're up to this. You can do this. Mm. Don't let him gloat all night. I hate it when he gets
really smug.
Overnight and smug.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
not
like
on.
That.
All right, time for a bit of this.
Mick and Jane, Gone Wild.
Can I start, Jane? Guess where Michael Bublé went today?
Where would Bublé go? To Chemist Warehouse?
No.
Get more perfume out?
To ask why Dave's wearing his scent?
It does not say perfume.
Mate, listen.
How do I know?
It says Michael Bublé by invitation.
Thank you.
Don't you think that's not, it's very girly.
How?
Well, do you think he would be saying by invitation to a man?
Dear David, I invite you to put on my...
Don't you think that's
a
bit
Michael
odd?
Do you think Michael Bublé's been to the perfume factory next?
Yes, I know he has.
Please.
He has.
Has he?
I know the full story about how he created this perfume. He did.
Come on.
It's not like Gwyneth did, but he knows.
As sure as Gwyneth's.
No, he did go.
Okay.
He did not go to Chemist Warehouse. Mm. He went to Werribee Zoo and sung to the gorillas.
Get out.
Here's how it's being promoted on Channel 9.
Okay.
Michael Bublé goes ape at Melbourne Zoo. See the full story tonight at 6.
Well, you got me. That's a good hook.
Wow. So that's why I knew I loved Bublé so much. We're very similar because I don't know if you know, but I've been to Africa. And I saw the silverback gorillas in Bwindi Impenetrable Forest.
Impenetrable because you couldn't get there.
I did. Shut up.
Can I ask, would you like to go see the gorillas with Michael Bublé?
They've reached out to me as well. I've got special dealings going on.
I'm glad Michael Bublé wasn't wearing his scent when he went there because it could have
turned. Who knows what they had. Anyway, he's gone to see the silverbacks.
What's he doing at the gorillas?
Because he's a fan of gorillas. And I think he sang to them, didn't he?
He did have them.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Michael Bublé is coming to your town.
So
stop eating that stuff.
Now,
I'll just say this.
What?
If ever you wanted to see a silverback go rogue.
Don't you say that.
And jump the wall.
No.
Seriously.
No, that's not right.
Yeah, not since Siegfried and Roy. Siegfried was attacked by a tiger.
They were captivated by Bublé and his Christmas in February classics. But that is, I would have
loved. Do they pick a bug out of his hair or something? Or what do they do? Anything?
Well, when there's three, I don't know if you know about how male silverbacks, but they could, you know, there was no female, I don't know if there was females.
They're pretty strong. Do you know, my favourite, we worked with an ape. Who's a chimp. Remember we did a Triple M many years ago?
It was a Barry the Chimp.
A real one? Not a real
chimp. No, real one. I swear to God. Now, listen to this.
That's so bad.
This is a true story, and it was we're trying to say we have a different music mix, right? So we go, Barry the monkey.
Yeah.
He's Richard Marsland, I think, originally came up with the idea, and then we found out, because look, there's a monkey choosing our music. And so on the filming day, the chimp wouldn't come out of his trailer unless he had seven toasted cheese sandwiches. And I'm going, I'm not getting seven toasted cheese sandwiches.
What?
The ape was getting seven toasted cheese sandwiches. Anyway, so the director, the chimp sitting there.
God.
And he's got all these CDs around him. Yep. And he's got a sort of CD.
Pick the music.
Now, the handler specifically said to the director, but under no circumstances, get within arm's length of the chimp.
Chimps are very aggressive, by the way.
Right.
Do you reckon?
Okay.
Yep. So, anyway, the chimp's not throwing the CDs around properly, so he gets in and starts showing him what to do, and the chimp's still not doing it, so he comes in closer, and the chimp punched him in the face.
Barry the monkey's gone
rogue.
Were
they rolling the cameras at that stage?
Barry the monkey
punched a guy in the face.
Just done what we've all wanted to do at some stage.
Oh
then went
God.
Back to his trailer. I'm still sitting there going,
Where's my toasted sandwiches?
We'll be back with more Animal Kingdom.
It's gone wild.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Song Whisperer, he'll be back in a minute. You can win some Green Day tickets soon. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Gone Wild, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Up and about.
Yeah.
A couple of stories we need.
Punching a director in the face.
Just doesn't get any funnier than that.
It doesn't, and that is real. That's the wheelhouse.
Do you know what, though? This is one for the Boffins here at Triple M. That footage will exist because cameras were rolling.
They were?
Yes, correct. So it was roll cameras while he was trying to get it. So can we do a dig and find out who was the advertising agency?
Yeah.
What was it? Because nothing would give me greater joy than to post that.
Get our marketing department onto that. That's nuts.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, so we changed strides for a second. Right. And
we go to Florida.
Florida.
Can you read out the headline on this one? Because this is bizarre.
Florida City shuts down part of park due to annual snake orgy.
Now what?
As if snakes aren't creepy enough. Yeah. Now they're attending orgies.
Annual.
It's a very unusual way.
So it's like they put it in their diary.
That's right.
So same time next year, guys.
Yep,
that's it. Don't go shedding.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got a news report, haven't we?
Have we got it?
Yeah.
Please.
Water snakes in Florida are getting that loving feeling. Big numbers showing up for mating season in Lakeland, which led to a snake orgy. All this snake love prompted some park spaces to close the area, give them some privacy. These snakes aren't dangerous. Experts say it's best to leave them alone during this annual event.
You reckon?
Yes.
No, I might just go up and start patting them all.
Who is going to go up and disturb that? Do you know what it's called?
What's the snake orgy, Dave? Is it sexy? Like what would they do? Hey.
Well, it's interesting.
Is hissing pillow talk? Is hissing?
And then it sort of moves into
and
a more
shed.
Of a...
Oh,
and off they go.
Hang on. Do you know what a group of snakes is called? This is very interesting. A den, a bed. A bed of snakes.
Have you ever had the snake dream? Do you have the snake dream?
No. Oh, yeah, I have.
I get a snake dream.
I have. No, it's not good.
What's that mean?
Look it up. It's not good.
Well,
a group, you know, a group of
can I tell you mine? What? I had a snake dream where, like, there was just snakes on the ground and then there's more and more and then I couldn't put my foot down. So then I try and jump on stones across a river, but each stone has snakes on it. And as I get to the end stone, I jump up and hold onto a branch of the tree. The branch turns out to be a giant snake. Anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll make the booking for your therapist this afternoon.
What do you got?
Well,
are we done with the snake orgy?
We are.
I mean, that's pretty
disgusting.
You know, I'd like to see David Attenborough commentate that.
Yeah, but, I don't like
yes,
it.
Here we
disgusting.
Go now.
All right, now.
Oh, yes.
You know what? I love service and emotional support animals, and I honestly think I should be able to take my dog to support me
your
on flights.
Your dog is not – you'd have to book two seats,
that don't mind. I'd book a seat for my dog
what
on
What are you
going to
do with your
points.
Dog on a flight? Are you, honestly.
She just wants to be with me. We want to support each other. Okay, so this woman in Michigan –
maybe on your private jet.
Oh, my God. If I had a private jet.
When you went
jet,
to the concert the other day, did you go by private jet? Because I
no,
know you do a lot.
I did not. Do you think I would be working on the radio with you if I was so rich that I had a private jet? You clown.
So this is just a job to you?
Yes.
Don't you do it, love?
Yes,
I love
it.
I love coming to work. I love the
I
team.
Do. As I said in the
I
article in Mumbrella, we're like a divorced couple who get on.
Yes.
Anyway.
Seems a bit mercenary. So what, you just...
No, can I talk about this story?
Clock on and clock off.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It's really not. You know I love you. I really do.
All right, what do you got?
Okay. A woman has brought a horse onto a flight. Now, that might
Hang
be going
on.
A bit far.
A horse?
Yes, a horse.
Hang on.
She's brought a horse on.
Now we've
a service
gone to
horse.
You. Oh, so please. This is my comfort horse, like a
comfort horse. It's her emotional support horse.
How big's a horse?
Well, it's a horse size. It's pony size. It's about the size.
Okay,
a bit bigger than my dog.
It's like a Shetland or something. Isn't
now
it?
You're just pulling the piss. That's...
No, I'm not. She's got in Michigan to fly to Dallas, with a final destination on Ontario International Airport in California.
Right.
She purchased two first class seats, so she wasn't mucking around.
Okay, so you're sitting behind a woman. Mm. And a Shetland pony.
Yeah.
Yes, and she said all
it's got saddlebags. It's wearing saddlebags. How do you get that on his hand luggage?
And what about when it does its, you know, business?
Good luck stuffing it into that
cubicle. Why does everyone have to think of that?
But that's what's going
to
happen.
No, that horse will be trained to hold on.
Oh,
please.
What flight? What was the distance of the flight?
Oh, well, it looked like it was, you know, about an hour and a half.
No. What if the horse goes rogue?
Yeah.
A horse isn't going to go rogue on a flight, is it?
Possibly.
Oh, Jay.
No, because it's a trained, caring horse.
It's a friggin' horse.
No, it's been
that's
trained.
That's the key word you're looking for.
It's
a horse.
Horses are really intelligent.
You know what a horse should be?
They're special.
In a stable.
No.
Or afloat.
No, they want to be free.
Not in first class. Yes.
That's where they want to be, with
no.
the person they love.
No.
Well, everyone
mind
posed
you,
for
if
photos.
If the plane went down in the Andes, you'd have something to eat before you had to eat each other.
Oh, all right. That's just, you want to finish on that?
Okay. Hey, we've got to take a break.
We will come
we're
back.
We're going to go back. And when we're going to get, we're going to, is it time?
Song
it
Whisperer. Song Whisperer. Coming back.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's makita.com.au and their cordless garden range.
Who knew that you didn't need a cord?
That's right.
Like, no one, it never occurred, and you go, oh, God
cords
damn it,
are
I
so
just
annoying.
Can't get to, and the cord, once you take the cord out, it's like cutting the umbilical cord.
You're right.
All of a sudden,
it actually is.
You are free range. I am right. Free range Makita. I can do my own lawn, I can do my neighbour's lawn.
Yeah. Remember the days when cords, years ago, so yesterday.
The olden
but remember
days.
When you thought, oh, wow, I can plug it in, I can mow a lawn, but oh, there's this cord. I better not go over
idiots.
It.
Idiots.
Yeah.
And then Makita puts together what I call the best of German and the best of Japanese technology.
Yep.
Name me two peoples who are better at this
smarter
stuff than anyone else in the world.
Yeah.
Put it in an Australian environment.
Yep.
Which is chock-a-block with stuff to trim.
Oh, my God, that's all you want to do, trim stuff.
Trim or blow some leaves.
Yes. Put something in a wheelbarrow.
Get it going. I love it.
I love it.
This is the perfect storm. I can't wait for the weekend. How many days? I'm going to go on to
it's only a couple.
Can I go on to Makita Bender?
Oh, you can.
I'm going to give you permission. How early can you Makita in the morning?
At 7 a.m.
Indoors?
Oh, maybe eight.
Yeah.
Some councils, maybe. But you know what? They're probably not that noisy.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a sound, it's a sound of spring.
You know what? I think people might like it.
Have we got a song?
Yeah, oh, yeah, here it is.
The hills are alive with the sound of...
Makeda! I tell you what, they'll be the best trimmed hills in the world.
They really will.
They'll be cultivated for the rest of their life. Good on you, Makeda.
Makeda.com.au.
You've done it again.
You got it. Hey, if you think you know what the Song Whisperer song is, give us a ring
here
now.
Here we go.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Almost done for the day, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
We love feedback from the electorate.
Yes.
This is from Grant Beardmore. In Sydney, just listen to Gone Wild. We're talking about the snake orgy.
Mm.
FYI, guys, snakes have two penises.
Wow.
Could you imagine that? I've got one and it gets me in a lot of trouble. Imagine if you had
You said
two.
It, buddy.
Imagine
you
two. Said they it. Talk to each other. Yes. No. Yes. Have a go. No.
That's some orgy.
You go. I'll go after you. I want nothing to do with this.
That's insane.
All right.
Thanks for that information. We're so
imagine
informative
if Tyson
here, aren't we?
Fury had two people.
Oh, man. Wow. All day.
Imagine his pre-fight routine. Cool. Time for the Song Whisperer.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
You are crowing at the moment.
Do you have some information to tell? Are we doing that now about the special information?
Well, yesterday we ended the show talking about Rick Springfield.
Yes.
And Bill Mitchell 06 yes. tweeted the show saying, by the way, Rick Springfield has had 17 top 40 American hits, and more than Bowie.
We called him out as a bullshit.
Yeah, we said as if.
Big Bad Bill is correct.
What?
Rick Springfield had 17 top 40
different
American
songs?
Hits. Different songs. David Bowie had 14.
Well.
We're going to tell Rick Springfield when he comes on our show.
All right, quickly, the synopsis. We've got to get into these callers, mate.
A man's inner monologue is on display. The underlying message is, get going. You have a life to live. The man's conscience taunts him about his current passivity, imploring him to throw caution to the wind and chase his dreams, no matter the cost to relationships or contact with his wider community. The moral of the story, embrace your self-interest and look out for number
one. So far, no dice. Jason, what do you think the song is?
I'm thinking Bon Jovi, It's My Life.
It's my life.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no. I think you would have. You would have got that.
But good choice. Yeah,
good choice. Good Dan, choice.
Hello.
Danny.
Hello, Danny.
Hi.
Yeah, what's your guess, Danny?
All Star by Smash Mouth.
Yeah, it's quite self-indulgent.
The end of Shrek.
Yes.
Don't yes.
Get going.
No.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Danny. Charlotte's on the line. Charlotte, what do you think?
Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
I play this before every show we do.
Yeah. He does,
yeah,
it's
as
true.
I come down the corridor, Song Whisperer.
No, Survivor.
Get rid of it.
Oh, my God.
Jim's on the line. Jim, what do you got?
Take on me.
On the show tomorrow, by the way.
On the show tomorrow.
Get it off.
Quick, Alicia, what
Come
do you think
on.
It is?
We can't go to bed without knowing.
No, this is
knowing.
Crazy.
Come on, Alicia.
Is it Who Could It Be Now by Men at Work?
An inner monologue?
It is an inner monologue, but it's not correct.
Oh,
it's
God,
not.
So
Come on, keep coming. Kurt, what do you got?
I reckon it's Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Green Day.
Song Whisperer?
Yeah.
Not Green Day.
Keep moving. Here we go. It's Brad. Who you got?
Metallica, The Unforgiven.
Oh. Man's conscience.
No.
Oh, I thought that was so close.
Okay.
We're going to have to hold this over.
You're joking.
It's holding over.
Oh,
look at him. Look at him swagger.
He's happy.
You win this round, Song Whisperer.
We will hold those tickets for Green Day tomorrow. So
really?
Have a think about it overnight and call us tomorrow on the show. And,
we'll post your synopsis.
That's a good idea.
Kennedy Malloy Instagram.
Listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Or Mick Malloy 66.
Oh, yeah,
how many followers? How many followers
Andy Lee got?
Aha, on the show, Dr. Chris Brown as well, Clown of the Week.
Big day.
It's Friday, Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up, powered by Makita's Cordless Power Garden Range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.